This show is not for the easily offended, so if you are easily offended, go listen to something else. Sci-Fi Noise. I'm your host, Derek Howard. Sci-Fi Noise can be found at sci-fi-noise.com. I'm on my way to work, and I have some thoughts in my head about some about something. I don't know if I mentioned it on this show, if it was just on Comic Book Noise, but there's a comic book I'm reading called Letter 44. It's by Oni Press, and the story starts when a newly elected president gets a letter from his predecessor, and this new guy is campaigned on a platform of change, because the old guy got America into two wars simultaneously, cratered the economy, and was just considered by everybody who was paying attention as being pretty much a buffoon and the worst possible president. Sound a bit familiar? Well, in his letter, he explains why he got us into two wars and why he created the economy. And basically what it was is the government had discovered some sort of thing, some sort of like station being built. Was it Jupiter or one of the rings, Saturn or something like that? It's like on the outer part of the galaxy. When I call it the outer part, the other side of the asteroid belt. And they realized that it's of alien origin. So he is. So the previous guy was pretty much preparing for war with aliens, you know, with a possible war with aliens, I should say. And so that's why he needed a bunch of combat-ready veterans in a quick hurry. The weapons that they were getting needed to be financed somehow. And so that's why there was a lot of money being taken out of the economy and put to black sites, let's just say. Black projects, I think that's what they're called. And so the story begins with the president on Earth dealing with all these political ramifications. And then there's people who want to reveal the existence of aliens, and there are others who are trying to keep it secret. There are people who want to get rid of this president because they don't like the way, well, they don't think that they're going to like the way he's going to handle things. And so it's really interesting. But on the other side, they sent a crew of scientists and military people on what was supposed to be like an unmanned launch. It was either a secret launch or unmanned launch. But it went there to investigate. And they realized that this is going to be like a one-way trip. You know, it's possibly going to be a one-way trip. And so you're dealing with the people on the ship and their interactions. And so it's really a story on two fronts, and it's really well told. Really well, you know, the plot I like, the dialogue I like, the artwork. It's just like one of my favorite comic books right now. However, you know, there's always a however. You know, everybody's got a big but. And now I'm not really but, because I still like Letter 44. However, there is an independent artist, independent writer, I should say, author named Kevin George, I believe. Kevin George or Keith George, although I'm pretty positive it's Kevin George. He has a series of books called, I don't know if it's a saga, but it's all about the comet Clement. And, all right, first off, there's this website called BookBub, okay? And you can go there and you can select the types of books that you like, the subject matter, and they have all kinds. And every day they will send a listing based on your preferences of either free or deeply discounted ebooks. And I will read through, and I'll tell you, just like everybody else, if I see one that's free, that's where my eye gravitates towards first. And I saw the plot for the story, and I was like, oh, okay, let me grab that. But when I grabbed it, it said book 4. And I was like, they got me. You know, I'm a comic book fan. I have that odd OCD that we all have where we just need to complete things. Or at the very least, go back as far as we can with the story. So I looked on Amazon, so all right, let me see if they have it. Oh, by the way, you can pick, some of the links are for Google Books and others are for Amazon, and I just have it go Amazon straight to my Kindle and also the Kindle app. But, so, I get there, and I find number one, and I notice that number one, which is only like $2.99, I think, but it was made available through the Kindle owner's lending library. So I was able to get it basically for free. And I did find out that when you get books from a lending library, if you read past a certain point for most titles, then the author gets paid, like, you know, he gets paid. It's more if he were to get the book and to open it, read a couple of pages, say, you know what, this isn't for me, then, you know, they might not get paid. Unless, of course, it's like one of the Harry Potter books, which is on the lending library. And the way I understand it, they get paid the second you open the ebook. And if you have a Kindle, you know, you download it, it's right there. You click, boom, it's open. And J.K. Rowling gets to have another big pile of money that she's going to probably donate to charity, because that's just the type of lady she is. We really have a lot of admiration for her. But anyway, so I got the book and I'm reading it. And it's about a comet. It's like one of the biggest comets that they have been able to find. And it's coming near Earth, right? You know, so we could all see it. And it's, supposedly it's going to be so bright that we can see it with the naked eye. You know, one of those type of comets. But something happens on its way. And it comes too close to a black hole on its travels. But instead of getting sucked into the black hole, it's so large, and it only came close to the black hole, that it moves its trajectory, moves its orbit so that it's not going to come near Earth anymore. It's going to crash into Earth. So we're talking about a dinosaur killer type of comet. And so the story is mostly about them making preparations and sending up what supposedly a unmanned probe, but is actually going to turn out to be manned. So there's like somebody going to there's a lot of similarities to Letter 44, but at the same time there's enough differences that I can enjoy both stories, and I really hope that they don't like sue each other, because that would just be so stupid. You know, it's just so stupid. There is a running gag in the first Clement book, which I believe is called The Inner Circle. The first thing that people ask when they find out about this big comet is, well, can't we just send somebody up like they did in that movie, which is Armageddon, which was I enjoyed Armageddon. I didn't take it too seriously. And every time somebody asks that question, people who know better start to laugh, you know, and that to me was really funny. And I definitely think that he's going to have that go on further in the series. Now, like I said, there's book four, but I believe that so far he has written like 9 books in this series, which I plan on reading, because that series of books is also available in was it Kindle Unlimited, which at this moment I can't afford, but as soon as I can, I will be taking part in Kindle Unlimited, which has been billed as what, Netflix for books. No, that's Oyster. Oyster's Netflix for books. This one is supposedly a Oyster killer, I guess. Anyway, so it both I recommend, you know, because he's an independent author. I don't know exactly who edited his stuff. I noticed a couple of typos. There's nothing that really would take most people out of the story. And there's nothing like, I was reading one book one time, and they mixed up 2 main characters' names. So I'm reading, I'm like, wait a minute, what? What? And then it occurred to me, oh, this had to be a typo. Oh, that's unfortunate, because now I can't take the rest of this book seriously. There's nothing like that. It would be something like an S was left off of something. Not even something that would have made it a plural, you know. It's very minor. With this story, though, this guy, this Kevin George, has his habit of introducing these characters, making you care about these characters, and then doing really unpleasant things to his characters. You know, the first time I was like, oh, that's not nice. Is he going to be one of these type of guys? And then the second time I was like, oh, he is. Or is that a coincidence? Then the third time I was like, oh, really? And then the fourth time I was like, damn it. But he has me. He has me. I'm gonna check out. Hopefully, the whole series will hold up very well, because the first book, it worked for me, you know. But anyway, so it's called The Inner Circle. It's by Kevin George. I'm almost positive. it's independent. It's on Amazon. And I'll have a link on the website that very few people go to. I think I got near double-digit visitors last month. That's my fault, because I need to have more non-podcast episode announcement type stuff, which is planned, you know. So anyway, So I'll have that there, and I will have a link also to Letter 44. Both I recommend. Both I'm enjoying. And both are easy to read. You know, there are some science fiction books, some science fiction comic books that are kind of difficult to read at times. You know, it's just like somebody decides, hey, I'm going to make up a bunch of jargon. And when they do that, that, like I said, it's really irritating. It makes things hard to read. These two books are not like that at all. They're both enjoyable. I like them. Like I said, one is a comic book, one is a bookie book. Go ahead and check both of them out. Something else I want to talk about, and that's why I'm trying to stall, but I cannot remember what it was right now. So I'll probably come back and talk about it next episode if I remember. Anyway, thanks for listening, and I'll be back soon with another episode.